This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's jump into it with our friend Chip Scoggins, the outstanding columnist for the Star Tribune. I want to get into the global part of yesterday's Vikings game and what it means in the long term in a little bit, but let's get to some of the details. Let's start with Zimmer, his defense, and yes, he's without five guys. Okay, so five damn good players too, in Hunter, Griffin, Barr, Kendricks, and Peterson. But he played very passively. He blitzed the fewest times. He blitzed all year. When he did blitz, you've probably seen this online by now, Jared Goff against Vikings blitzes yesterday. 1 of 8, 6 yards, 3 sacks. So when the game's on the line, Mr. Scoggins, I think they blitz maybe twice on the final drive. And at the end, 4 straight plays, 3 guys rushing, everybody back in coverage. Does that make any sense to you?
No, the whole thing is baffling, Chad. And the last drive, my colleague Ben Gessling charted it. It was one pass rush, one blitz. They had 7 passes where they sent 4 guys, and the last 4 was 4. And Zim afterwards said he didn't do that because they were having trouble covering on the back end and wanted to put more guys back there. But you saw how Goff reacted to pressure.
Yes.
He was just going to get rid of the ball and be erratic. And so you're sitting there screaming at the TV as they're marching down. It's like, you know, even the announcers are saying, you have to bring some pressure here. I mean, 3 guys, and then the last play to see Cam Dantzler just kind of nonchalant backpedal.
Yes.
It was staggering how Zimmer played that entire drive. I couldn't fathom why he was not bringing pressure to get the ball out of Goff's hands.
I want to get back to Zimmer a second, but I'm glad you brought up Dantzler. You have to have some awareness. I mean, I swear to God, if us, the two of us in our 50s, we would have an idea where the goal line is. I mean, I know he's young, but he's in his second year. He's been playing football how many years? You have to realize, guess what? When they catch the ball at this line to the next 10 yards, yeah, we lose. So don't keep backpedaling 3 more yards in the end zone where a guy can just stop. It was just such a simple play. It looked like a play you're practicing at TCO, not with what, not the final play of a game.
Yeah, it looked like a walkthrough.
Yeah.
Chad, he was 10 or 11 yards off and backpedaled just kind of like casually, and the receiver just runs down, turns around, and throws it. I mean, it's a simple pitching
yes,
catch. It was like, what was the play call there? I mean, Zimmer calls 2 timeouts in the last, 12 seconds, 10 seconds to get his defense set. And he said they were supposed to be playing off. I don't understand why you're playing off there. I mean, you know, you have your safety help there. The whole thing from rushing only 3 guys there to the way those defensive backs just kind of casually ran to the back of the end zone when the guy just waltzes into the end zone, catches it, it's mind-boggling. It's like the absolute perfect worst way you could possibly defend that play. And it was staggering. It just shows how disjointed or unprepared they look in these critical end of half situations.
Yeah, I mean, the end of the half, 72 points by the opponents, nobody's close to that, and there's about 8 games now where when they lost the team went down final drive. Now we got to point out some of those games the opponent had tried one or two times before. So it's not like it was the first time every time that the opponent just went down and scored. But they're losing games at the buzzer against a supposed defense guru. I know some people we both know well, and some other football people really bothered by Zimmer taking the timeouts. And I guess we can say, considering what happened, it didn't work. I personally didn't have a problem with the timeouts. I just couldn't understand what he was trying to do after taking the timeouts.
Yeah, I didn't really have a problem. If he felt like, you know, we got a bad situation here, bad coverage or whatever, make sure you guys know what they're doing. I was more bothered by just the plan.
Yeah. Yes.
The timeout, I'm writing for my Football Across the Minnesota thing. There was five things that Zimmer did yesterday that just absolutely baffled me. And that was clearly one of them, and the pass rush was another. But I didn't have a real problem with him taking timeouts, because I'd always rather – you could say maybe Detroit was a little hurried or whatever, but to me, mm-hmm. I'd rather have all my guys on the same plan and know what the plan is. I just thought the plan was terrible, the way they approached it.
Yeah. What else are you writing about tomorrow about Zimmer that made no sense?
Well, the shuffling the offensive line. So you take your worst offensive lineman and move them to the most important position.
Yes.
Help. So you're affecting three positions instead of one. Like, is Rashawn Hill even on the roster anymore? Like, I don't get that. I don't understand that. And if Ole Udo is your best option, then that's an indictment on Rick Spielman's roster. The fourth down gamble at the end of the first half, they were not – okay, it's fourth and 10 at the 42. The third down play, they threw it like 25 yards down the field. If you're pretty close to field goal range, just do a short – intermediate pass and try to get in field goal range if you're going to go, or do something even more high percentage if you're going to try to go for it on fourth. But to do take a deep shot and then go for it on fourth, that made absolutely no sense. You basically gave him 3 points by the failed fourth down attempt there.
And
those five things.
Okay. I think you may have forgotten one, and I'll just add it. I have to ask him about his math. Does he get 2-point conversions?
Oh, yeah, the chasing point. I'm sorry, the fifth one was chasing points early in the.
Yes.
Halfway
through the
third quarter. So Madison's touchdown made it 20-15. It was 6 minutes and I think 13 seconds left.
That's 13
way
seconds.
Too early.
Yep.
Yeah, way too early to start chasing points.
Correct.
Way too early, because then. And then they compounded it with just two awful plays, which Zimmer admitted afterwards. He called out Kubiak on that. But it's like when you start chasing there and you fail, now you set yourself. You have to keep chasing them. And so, I thought he started chasing points way too early. So that was the fifth one. That was the other thing I didn't like.
Did the same thing the week before. Same thing. Learned nothing and did the same thing. Okay. How about Detroit? When it's 23-21, there's four and change left. They're fairly deep in their own territory, and Dan Campbell's going to show us how macho and tough his team is by going for it and fourth down, and they get no yards. What is he thinking?
You know what the thing is, Chad? When I saw that they were going for it, I said, you know what? You have zero wins. You're 0-2. Just, I didn't like the play call. Like, if you just need inches. I know they failed earlier on the QB sneak. I would have tried it again, because at that point you're like, he's probably thinking if we give the ball back, they're going to go down and score, which they did, and he felt like that was his one chance to maybe try to bleed the clock. Because the play call was just atrocious. This slow developing, you're putting the ball in Jared Goff's hands, who has been awful up to that point. I just didn't understand that at all. The thinking about, okay, go for it and forward an inches there with a team that hasn't won a game in forever, I didn't mind that, because what do you have to lose? But the play call was just horrendous.
See, a lot of people say exactly what you said. Exactly. You know what you have to lose? The game. I still think you have to play the game the way it's the stats tell you, and also the team you have. You don't have much of a running game. You're not doing much. The Vikings do have Tomlinson and Pierce. It's kind of the one thing on defense they have going, those big two fat guys. So I was baffled by that. So
I can see that. See that point. Yeah. I mean, even though if you haven't won, you're still trying to win, you know, do the best percentages to win. But I don't know. I probably just felt like he was thinking if they get the ball back, they're gonna come down and score, yeah. Which I can see why he was thinking that too.
Okay, so let Chip Scoggins with the Star Tribune Football Across Minnesota be online on the Tribune this evening and in the paper tomorrow. So let's get to the bigger part. You know me. I'm not one who says, hey, this guy's got to be fired. This guy's got to be fired. But I just reached a point yesterday, and we've had these conversations for a while now. Where are they really going?
Yeah.
Zimmer's competent. Spielman's competent. You're not going to have ineptitude. This isn't Tim Brewster territory. This isn't David Kahn. But they've reached a point where, to quote Denny, they are who we thought they were, right? They're just kind of stuck in the middle. And if they keep them, I don't think they're ever really, really going to bottom out. But I don't think they're ever going to go anywhere. And plenty's on Spielman, too. That defense needs a significant infusion of young talent. They've got some young talent on offense. They really do. Chip, I think it's time when the year ends – you have a very professional conversation with both of them and say, we wish you only the best. You're both going to get hired, but it's time to bring in a new crew.
Yeah, and there's, you know, the dialogue now is whether it's just going to be Zimmer gets fired, is it going to be a package? To me, if you're going to do it, and it all signs are starting to point that way, I think it just needs to be a complete overhaul.
I do,
philosophical,
too.
Coaching, everything. Yesterday was not exactly a great showing for their depth on defense. That's not a Zimmer
terrible.
Problem. That's a Spielman problem, right?
Yes.
So you're without five starters and you look that bad against the Lions. That's not your depth really showing up. And so I think there's been a number of personnel issues that fall back on the management more than the coaching. And it just, like, when you look at this team and the way they respond in just some critical situations, like, if you watched that yesterday, you wouldn't say that's a well-coached team right
nope.
now.
Nope.
I mean, it's just, and you're right. I think we talked about that a couple weeks ago. Is like, if you're the Wills, you just have to sit down and say, we've had this group together. We've had some success. Went to the NFC Championship game. We've been mm-hmm. playoffs. We've been relevant. But where is it going? You know, where is this headed to? And I just don't think if you're honest with yourself, if you ask that question, that you're going to get the answer that you like or that you need to hear.
I wrote down a bunch of the draft misses for Spielman, and we just, shockingly, I don't have enough time for it. But just go back the last 3-4 years. And sure, Justin Jefferson, and maybe Darrisaw is going to be, who knows, very good, maybe not great. And there's others. But Chip, there's a lot of misses mm-hmm. for Rick Spielman the last 4 or 5 years. So you nailed it. Anybody who says, this is just on Zimmer, yeah, there's plenty on Zimmer. But Where are the consistent Danielle Hunters and Everson Griffins and Eric Kendricks and Anthony Barrs and Harrison Smiths on defense? Because that infusion of defensive talent has not happened for multiple years.
Well, and then, you know, you had to get rid of a first-round pick because of off-the-field issues. Now, you say,
yep.
Is that his fault? Did he not do enough diligence? They did, and it just happens. I would go back to the Barr signing, Chad. I mean, that signing yep. looks really bad now. When he was out going out the door, and they, you know, begged him to come back, and people can say, well, that's a Zimmer. You know, Zimmer forced him to do that. Well, Rick Spielman's the boss. He can say no.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, he's in charge of the roster. He can say no. He has veto power. And so, I mean, that signing now, it looks like a terrible signing, you know? And so they talked about this roster being top heavy with talent, and that's true. But that really puts pressure on you to fill out the bottom part with really good draft picks and hit on them, and there's just been too many misses. And that's why we heard Zimmer from day one of training camp talk about his concerns about the depth of the team, and he's right.
Excellent, as always. I'll look forward to tonight checking out Star Tribune with Football Across Minnesota, and we'll talk next Monday, if not sooner.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
Chip Scoggins, we are so fortunate to have him on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.